Section 2. The Maya.
If you were there. You live in a village in the lowlands of Mesoamerica. Your family members have always been weavers, and now your aunts are teaching you to weave cloth from the cotton grown by nearby farmers. Traders from other areas often pass through your village. They tell wonderful stories about strange animals and sights they see in their travels. After talking to the traders who buy your cloth, you begin to think about becoming a trader too. Why might you want to become a trader?
Building background. Through trade, people get resources unavailable in their own natural environment. The natural environment, or geography, of Mesoamerica affected how a people called the Maya lived. Geography affects early Maya. The Maya civilization developed in Mesoamerica. Early Maya lived in the lowlands of this region beginning around 1000 BC. Thick forests covered most of the land, so the Maya had to clear wooded areas for farmland. Like earlier Mesoamericans, the Maya grew maize and other crops. Although the thick forests made farming hard, they provided valuable resources. Forest animals such as deer and monkeys were a source of food. In addition, trees and other plants made good building materials. For example, the Maya used wood poles and vines, along with mud, to build their houses. The early Maya lived in small villages. Eventually, these villages started trading with one another. They traded goods such as cloth and obsidian, a sharp, glass-like volcanic rock that came from different parts of Mesoamerica. As trade helped support larger populations, villages grew. By about AD 200, the Maya were building large cities in the Americas. Maya Classic Age. The Maya civilization reached its height between about AD 250 and 900. Historians call this period of Maya history the Classic Age. During the Classic Age, Maya civilization spread to the Yucatan Peninsula and grew to include more than 40 cities of 5,000 to 50,000 people each. Trade. Maya cities in the highlands traded with those in the lowlands. In this way, people all over Maya territory got things that they didn't have nearby. Look at the trade routes on the map to see the goods that were available in different areas of Mesoamerica. For example, the warm lowlands were good for growing cotton, rubber trees, and cacao beans, the source of chocolate. Cacao beans had great value. Chocolate was known as the food of rulers and of the gods. The Maya even used cacao beans as money. Lowland crops didn't grow well in the cool highlands. Instead, the highlands had valuable stones, such as jade and obsidian. People carried these and other products along Maya trade routes. Cities. Maya cities had many grand buildings, including large stone pyramids, temples, and palaces. Some of these buildings honored local Maya kings. For example, in the city of Palenque, a temple honored the king Pakal. Pakal had the temple built to record his achievements as a ruler. Maya artists decorated temples and palaces with carvings and colorful paintings. In addition to temples and palaces, the Maya also built structures to improve life in their cities. For example, builders paved large plazas for public gatherings, and they built canals to control the flow of water through their cities. Farmers shaped nearby hillsides into flat terraces so they could grow crops on them. Most Maya cities also had a special ball court. People played or watched a type of ball game in these large stone arenas. Using only their heads, shoulders, or hips, players tried to bounce a heavy, hard rubber ball through a stone ring above their heads. Players weren't allowed to use their hands or feet. The winners were awarded jewels and clothing. The losers were sometimes killed. This ball game was one that the Maya had picked up from Olmec traditions. The Maya cities were really city-states. Each had its own government and its own king. No single ruler united the many cities into one empire. Warfare. Conflicts between cities often led to fighting. Maya cities usually battled each other to gain power and land. For example, the city of Tikal fought many battles with its rival Calakmul. Both cities wanted to control a smaller city that lay between them. Power shifted back and forth between the two larger cities for years. Maya warfare was bloody. Warriors fought hand to hand using spears, flint knives, and wooden clubs. The Maya often captured enemy prisoners and killed them in religious ceremonies as a sacrifice to their gods. They burned enemy towns and villages. Warfare probably tore up the land and destroyed crops. Maya warfare was so destructive that some scholars think it may have contributed to the end of the Maya civilization. Maya civilization declines. Maya civilization began to collapse in the 900s. People stopped building temples and other structures. They left the cities and moved back to the countryside. What caused this collapse? Historians aren't sure, but they do have some theories. One theory says that increased warfare brought about the end of the Maya Classic Age. A related theory is that, as cities grew, perhaps the Maya could not grow enough food to feed everyone. Growing the same crops year after year might have left the soil too weak for farming. As a result, competition between cities for land may have increased. This competition could have led to even more warfare than before. Increased warfare would have destroyed more crops and made farming more difficult. Another possible cause of the decline of Maya civilization is the demands Maya kings made on their people. Kings forced people to build huge temples or farm for them. Maybe people didn't want to work for the kings. They might have rebelled or left the cities because of these demands. Some historians also think climate might have played a role in the collapse of Maya civilization. Scientists have learned that the region suffered from a long dry period and droughts for about 150 years. This dry period took place about the time the Maya moved away from their cities. A drier climate and droughts would have made it hard to grow enough food to feed everyone in the cities. Most researchers agree that there was probably no single event that caused the end of the Classic Age. More likely, a mix of several factors led to the decline of the Maya civilization. Summary and preview. You have learned that the Maya built a great civilization, but it collapsed for what were probably several reasons. In Section 3, you will learn more about what Maya life and society was like at its height. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.